While students like Ong began to introduce new and non-revolutionary related ways to deal with subject matter, artists like Jacques-Louis David worked as a court painter, as the first painter or official painter for the emperor, and he began to fade from the political, but not art, scene. Another artist of the revolution who had never involved himself in politics too openly, Pierre-Paul Proudhon, had found work as a painter for the new ruler of France. One of his commissions was to paint a large portrait of the Empress Josephine of France. It took him 4 years to paint it. In fact, it took so long that Proudhon's wife accused him of being in love with the Empress and ended up flying into such a jealous rage that she had to be institutionalized. Proudhon eventually separated from his wife before her death and had one of his students, fellow artist Constant Mayer, portrait by Proudhon above, raise his children. Sadness and tragedy seemed to follow Proudhon as Mayer, who had been a close friend and had raised his children, realized that after the death of his wife he would not marry her and so violently died by suicide. Unfortunately, the Empress Josephine's marriage to Josephine was also unlucky. By the time her portrait by Proudhon was completed, Josephine had been divorced by Napoleon for not being able to produce him an heir. Because of this public repudiation, this painting wasn't shown in the Salon of 1810 because that would have been just awkward. Because she isn't portrayed as a great and mighty empress, but rather a beautiful, calm woman, some critics agree with Proudhon's wife and feel that Proudhon may have been in love with Rose, as she was preferred to be called. Josephine was always held in high regard by Napoleon, except for when he first found out she was prone to having affairs. French life hadn't really changed all that much, apparently, and just before their coronation, they nearly dissolved their marriage. Josephine found Napoleon in bed with another woman, a woman Josephine knew, a woman supposed to be a friend to Josephine, and Napoleon flew into a rage at her rage and counter-threatened to divorce her for being infertile. They smoothed things over for a while. However, by 1809, he realized he needed a baby boy and told her they were getting divorced. Apparently, that was not a pretty dinner conversation, as they are both rather loud when angry. A few months later, they were divorced. Josephine, as promised by Napoleon, kept her title as Empress of France, but her marriage to Napoleon was over. After the marriage was officially ended, Napoleon married Marie Louise of the Austrian royal family. Napoleon is said to have said that he married a womb, not a wife, when he married his Austrian princess. He may have never said this, but it makes for a very good story. The fact that he chose an Austrian princess for his new wife shows that in all of its violent revolutionary ways, the culture of France may not have changed all that much. At all. Indeed. Another anecdote of his relationship with Josephine that may or may not be true is that Napoleon died with Josephine's name on his lips. In 1811, Proudhon was commissioned to paint the emperor's heir, the child born from Marie Louise. Napoleon nicknamed his son the King of Rome, and Proudhon's painting was full of allegorical references to this young royal's heritage.